Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. That was Artie Shaw and his orchestra with There's Frost on the Moon. He starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. The words were brought to us by Peg LaCentra, and the song was written by Fred Alert and Victor Young. Artie recorded that in 1936. It's a lovely example of his art. That was an early recording by the band, probably his first big band. Well, I'm sure there's frost on the moon tonight, and there will be on the ground, along with all the snow and ice that's to come. And winter is here to stay, but this morning we've got some lovely music for you. Maybe help us get through the worst of the weather. For our next song, we're going to go back a year to 1935 and across the ocean to the UK to an immensely popular band, and that was led by Ambrose, Bert Ambrose. Well, he had a very popular orchestra, started out in the 1920s and went on for decades. Well, he's going to bring us a number written by Arthur Freed and Natio Herb Brown. It's called You Are My Lucky Star. And it was written in that year by that wonderful songwriting team. And it was actually later on, you may recall, featured in the movie starring Gene Kelly from 1952. And the movie, of course, was called Singing in the Rain. But we'll hear the version from Ambrose this morning from 1935. And following Ambrose, we're going to go to 1946 to the Keynote label, that wonderful collection of jazz. And we'll hear from a singer called Anne Hathaway. Well, I think I featured her for the first time last year, and gosh, she has a lovely voice, beautiful style. She's joining us with Ellis Larkins and his group, and the song they'll be bringing us, the group, the music, and the words, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, is from 1946. And then we're going to go back to 1927. Now, this is vintage dance band. This is from Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. They're going to bring us a Cole Porter piece called I'm in Love Again. The vocal on this one is brought to us by Ben Burney himself, Scrappy Lambert, oh, I love that name, and Billy Hillpot. And it is, of course, written by Cole Porter. So we'll start with Ambrose and You Are My Lucky Star.
At me, they were gleaming, beaming. I was starstruck, you're all my lucky charms. I'm lucky in your arms. You've opened heaven's portal here on earth for this poor mortal. You are my lucky star.
And I come running back for more. my door. Fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running home for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Listening to Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with I'm in Love Again from 1927, written by Cole Porter. Before that, we heard Anne Hathaway and the Ellis Larkins Group from 1946 with the song Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. And we started out with Ambrose and his orchestra, You Are My Lucky Star, written by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown from 1935. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. Our next recording comes from 1950 from the orchestra of Woody Herman. Well, he started out in the 30s and played with the Isham Jones Orchestra, which he took over in 1936 when Isham retired to concentrate on songwriting. Woody led the band to ever greater success, and we hear him now in 1950 with that wonderful clarinet and alto sax. And they'll bring us a number written by Al Cohen, and it's called, aptly enough, for this song, sorry, for this show, Music to Dance To. Then back again to the United Kingdom, and we will hear from a wonderful jazz band there. So this is from 1944, The group is led by drummer Jack Parnell, called Jack Parnell's Jazzmen, and features Vic Lewis, a guitarist. They're going to play for us Lou Polak and Ray Gilbert's composition, That's a Plenty. And we'll go to the following year, 1951, and back in the U.S., to singer Toni Arden. I discovered her a little while back, and she does have a very delightful voice. She's going to bring us a number written by Sammy Kahn and Nicholas Brodsky. The song was featured in the musical Rich, Young, and Pretty, and Toni is joined by the Percy Faith Orchestra. And the song is called Wonder Why. And we'll start with Woody Herman and Music to Dance To.
Thank you.
wonder why I'm not myself of late. I'm feeling strangely great. I wonder why. I suppose some genius could explain why I walk in the rain. Just let him try.
We've just been listening to Tony Arden from 1951 with a song written by Nicholas Brodsky and Sammy Kahn called Wonder Why. And Tony was joined by Percy Faith and his orchestra. And the song was featured in the musical Rich, Young and Pretty. Before Tony, we heard from Jack Parnell and his jazz men, including guitarist Vic Lewis, from 1944, That's a Plenty. And a very fine example of the British jazz that was going on over there in the 1940s in the UK. And we started out with the wonderful band of Woody Herman from 1950, Music to Dance To.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
That's good.
COVID-19 came out of nowhere, and we definitely didn't want it, but we are ready to protect ourselves. That's why we now have CHUO masks available for only $10 on our website at chuo.fm. That's right, CHUO masks with our logo for only $10 on chuo.fm. Don't be judged. Follow the rules and look good while doing your part to stop the spread of COVID-19. These are limited edition for only $10. Go check out chuo.fm today.
Our local spot. It was there when we needed it most. The perfect gift? They had it. The perfect haircut? They trimmed it. They saved us a seat, a headache, and when we forgot an anniversary, they even saved our rear ends. our local spots were there for all of life's little emergencies, even when they didn't feel so little. And now that they're the ones in need, it's our turn to be there for them. So shop safely and show your love for local. Ontario, yours to rediscover.
If you like things that sound a little bit different than everything else, tune into Tornado Warning, Thursday nights at 9 here on CHUO. John plays a wide range of offbeat tunes you forgot about, or possibly didn't even know existed. He also has interesting guests and meaningless trivia, and presents it in a way you won't soon forget. Keep your ears ready for a Tornado Warning, Thursday nights at 9 or anytime on demand at CHUO.FM.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've got a mixed selection for you of some lovely singers and some great musicians. And in our next set, we're going to be listening to some pretty fantastic jazz performers. And our first one is Sidney Bechet. Well, he was certainly a legend of jazz, often called one of the fathers of jazz. We're going to hear him from 1951. He's playing with his Hot Six. This is one of the many recordings he made for the Blue Note label. The song is called There'll Be Some Changes Made. And joining Sidney, who is playing his usual soprano sax, is Sidney de Paris on trumpet, Don Kirkpatrick on trombone. We'll have a piano from Joe Sullivan, Pops Foster on bass, and Slick Jones on drums. And the song was written by Billy Higgins and Benton Overstreet. Following Sidney, we're going to go to one of the great jazz bands of the century, and that was led by Count Basie. What a lineup! And of course, Count himself was one of the great pianists. Well, they had a tremendously long run. We'll hear him from his early days in 1939. It's one of the many recordings that they made for the Decca label. Count and his orchestra are going to bring us a George and Ira Gershwin number called Oh, Lady, Be Good. And as I said, that's from 1939. And then we'll hear from trumpeter Roy Eldridge. Well, he made a whole host of recordings in the 1950s for the Verve label. Roy, of course, was, well, you could call him a spirited and innovative trumpeter, always fun to listen to. And on many of these recordings, he was joined by the Oscar Peterson Trio. And in this case, they'll also be joined by Buddy Rich on the drums. So that's a pretty fantastic combination. This is a recording from 1954. It's called Sweet Georgia Brown, which I'm sure you've heard before. And it was written by Maceo Pinkard and Ben Burney. And we'll start with Sidney Bechet and Friends from 1951. There'll Be Some Changes Made.
Thank you.
just heard from Roy Eldridge from 1954. He was joined on that recording of Sweet Georgia Brown by the Oscar Peterson Trio, along with Buddy Rich on the drums. Before that, Count Basie and his orchestra brought us the George and Ira Gershwin standard, Oh Lady Be Good, from 1939. And we started out with Sidney Bechet and his Hot Six, one of the many recordings he made for the Blue Note label. That was 1951, and the song was There'll Be Some Changes Made. And for our next recording, we're going to go to 1956, to the orchestra led by Robert Farnon. Well, he, of course, had a long and wonderful career in the music field, very much respected as a composer, a conductor, and an arranger. In 1956, he was making a series of songbooks featuring arrangements of the work of some of the great songwriters, and we'll hear a recording from one of those. It's actually from the music of Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. Robert Farnon is conducting the orchestra, and we will hear them with You're the Cream in My Coffee. And then back to 1946, and back across the Atlantic, because, of course, Robert Farnon, as I should have mentioned, was doing most of his work in Britain at that time. But, as I say, we're going to go back to the U.S., to 1946, to a group led by trumpeter Clyde Hurley. This is one of the recordings that they made for the Keynote label. And Clyde, of course, is a very fine trumpeter. He's joined on this one by Murray McEachran on alto sax, Babe Rusin on tenor sax, the piano by Tommy Todd, Dave Barber on guitar, Arnie Bernstein on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. The song they will bring us is a Rodgers and Hart piece called Dancing on the Ceiling. And then to round out the set, we're going to go to 1949, to one of the most popular band leaders of the 1940s, and that is Jimmy Dorsey. Well, he'd started out playing with his brother Tommy in the 30s, and they went their separate ways in 1935. Jimmy had a very, very successful big band throughout the 40s and 50s. And he, of course, was a wonderful clarinetist and alto sax player. Well, we will hear him and his orchestra from 1949, as I mentioned. They'll be joining us with a song written by Mark Fisher, Larry Shea, and Joe Goodwin, and it's called Everywhere You Go. Thank you. Well, we're almost at the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today on the show. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. We have one more song for you this morning. It's from a very fine band led by Lucky Millinder. And we're going to hear Lucky and his band with the tune from 1934. The tune is called Swinging in E Flat.